60-year-old Bolmachar, a major in the South Sudan People's Defense Force, says he was born disabled due to polio but joined the SPLA in 1986 despite his disability to fight for his people's freedom. While he was in charge of an archive unit at Bilfar Military Headquarters in 2016, Major Machar says he fell down a flight of stairs and broke one of his legs. Machar says he requested the leadership of the army to put ramps on the staircases for the disabled, but no one took action. He says he was taken to Juba Military Hospital, where doctors inserted an iron rod in his leg to support it, but the rod did not work. Machar was referred to a Khartoum hospital where doctors operated on his spinal cord, claiming he had a sickness called spondylosis, a painful condition of the spine resulting from the degeneration of the intervertebral discs. Machar says he has been living with a lot of pain and believes the metal rod in his leg is breaking down due to an infection. The war veteran says he has a letter from the director of Juba Military Hospital requesting that the Ministry of Defense and well-wishers provide him with financial support to address his injuries.
I met with the Minister of Defense. She promised me some months back that she will do something. Maybe she have a lot of work. I don't know. She said she misplaced my papers. She promised me to bring a photocopy. I brought, no, she said again, she needs an original copy from Dr. Chop. Dr. Chop said, no, he's not going to do it again because he has already written to me. And he was told by the minister that there is no cash. And minister asked me again to go back to him without the written document. How can you tell somebody to go verbally to go to Dr. Chop? And say, no, it's an order. Go and tell him. Chop said, no, I cannot do anything. So I was left like that.
Machar says he has noticed that most people with a disability are neglected in the South Sudan People's Defense Force. He says he was surprised to be told by officials at military headquarters he cannot receive financial support because he was born disabled. He says he needs 4 emergency operations on the leg, a knee, his hip and his back.
If there is somebody who can come across to help my situation, because I'm very desperate, I've been psychologically down. Because I've tried the leadership of the movement to help me. Yes, I joined the SPLA as a person with disability. In those age, thinking one day I will be appreciated. But unfortunately, nobody appreciated me. I didn't know that I will be told, bold, you are not wounded by bullets. That you came as it is. And SPLA consider people who are wounded in the battlefield.
Machar says if he had known the definition of disability in the SPLA movement, he would have thought twice before joining. He says he has remained in the rank of major since he was promoted several years ago by Dr. John Garang, yet his colleagues and juniors now have higher ranks compared to him.
If they don't need me in the military, I can be taken to civil servant. 2, I can be a supplier. I can be a businessman if I am given a loan, okay? I can stand on my own. But I cannot be neglected. Yeah. Okay. South Sudan still have many rooms to help and give chance to others. Why? There are some people who can come today, Winnie, and they're given chances and they're given ranks without their education, without anything. This is my right constitutionally to do something else. And with the worst things, Winnie, when you talk, people will just go and give quick conclusion that they're mentally disturbed. He's mad. He has hallucination. Okay. And we know many of them are not capable like us, but they throw us away.
Colonel Lampo Gabriel, press secretary in the office of the Minister for Defense, Angelina Teng, says he confirmed from Teng that she did not receive any documents from Machar.
We went through the list of people who have come to us for help in the Ministry of Defense on an individual basis. We missed that name. Up to now, we don't have that name on our list. But we'll really refer him to go back to his unit and go to the chief to find out whether his name is on one of those lists. Because we always receive lists that comes from the defense, let me say the military unit, or from the general headquarters of the SSPDF. Now, that list is always either the minister will refer it back to the chief for verification to make sure that, okay, these are genuine cases, because we have people who just want to receive money, but they're not sick.
When this program contacted the spokesman of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, Major General Lu Rai Kong, for comment, Kong referred us to the Commission for Wounded Heroes. The person in charge of wounded soldiers declined to comment, saying he has a seminar to attend. Many families of wounded soldiers and widows told this program that the government of South Sudan has ignored them despite the sacrifices made by their loved ones during the war for independence. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.